Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. Ekasinomics
on Kaya Biz.
Ekasinomics is brought to you by Vukile Properties, Centers for Growth. It's 25 minutes past 7, and I am, first of all, always really grateful when our guests come into studio, even more so when they come into studio with lenses, lights, cameras. It's action, y'all. Thank goodness I have mascara on. Thobo Katola is the founder of Lion Tutoring. This is the topic of discussion today. So thank you so much for joining us in studio. Education is massive and a huge imperative in South Africa. So I'm excited to hear of a thriving business in this space.
Yeah, the pleasure is mine. Beautiful studio.
Thank you.
My first time here.
Oh, mine too. Yeah. I'm joking. Okay. Anywho, all right, so you're spearheading a really excellent campaign to empower students. You've had a great success track record already. Mm-hmm. Let's talk a little bit about the founding principles of Lion Tutoring. We all love a story of a come-up, but talk to me about starting in a boot and now employing 300 employees.
Yeah, well, just fueled by passion for education, you know. Our students are not doing well. Both in public schools and in private schools. So that is really what fueled it up. And, you know, we aim to solve two problems. You know, youth unemployment, as you've mentioned, the 300 young people that we are employing, and also the pass rates. You know, we see that students are really struggling because of the attention span. It's reducing. You know, as short as attention span of TikTok, you know, these kids are 100%. Always scrolling quickly. So, you know, that just they just get to lose attention. So this is where we come in.
So that is a global problem. And so it stands to reason that this is a multinational company. your founding roots are in Gaborone, in Botswana. And I have some family in Botswana, and I do kind of look at the stats, and I did always think that the education wasn't quite as big a problem there as it is here.
Yeah, it's not, because that side we follow the Cambridge, which is international curriculum. But still, you know, it's not as good as Zimbabwe. Zimbabwe is the best in the region because it's really strict, that side, in terms of an average high school learner has to do 2 extra years of A-levels before they can even make it to university. I went to the University of Pretoria, by the way.
Yes.
And when Stacks of Knicks. So when I was there, I could tell that our Zimbabwean counterparts were more stronger, more matured learners, even if they're the same age with us. And the South Africans struggled a little bit more than, you know, students coming from other regions, Kenya, you know, obviously abroad. So that is where really my passion for tutoring started. And I started tutoring in Pretoria, all those areas, Midrand, Centurion. There's nowhere that I've not been.
Wow. And what years of high school learning do you tutor specifically?
So we tutor students all the way from primary school education all the way to master's. So if you are doing your master's and you need a research assistant, we've got you covered.
I'm going to call you. So, no, but the thing here is that that's a very wide skill set or range of skills you need to bring on board. In your personal experience, what are the different years that you've experienced tutoring, and how do you know to get the appropriate you know, how do you interview them? What are you looking for in
I'm an entrepreneur. So I solve problems. That's basically, I don't have a background in education, but I do have the necessary, you know, human capital to help. I just mobilize. I see where there are the tutors, where are the students. We have apps on the Google Play Store, on the Apple Store, which was developed by myself and the tech guys. So I don't have any background in tech, but I knew who to bring on board. So we do obviously get the necessary human capital, obviously the experience, and also ratings. You know, we do a lot with ratings.
Right.
So if you have a tutor, you're not happy with them, go onto the app, rate them lower. Or if you are happy, you rate them higher, you put your review, and that is how more students, you know, gain traction.
So I'm sitting at home and I'm listening to you speaking at the moment, and I'm like, jeepers, you know, I've got this honors dissertation.
Yeah.
First step is download the app.
Yeah, first step
and then register.
Yeah.
And I guess, is it easy for me to see the pricing or okay, the availability?
Exactly. So you would tell it the, because it will pick your location.
Yes.
Then you would tell it the subjects that you need help with. So if it's a grade 10 learner, grade 12, or even like you say, if you're in university, you tell it that I need help with EKN 122. Then it will show you the tutors in your location for that. So you can even choose looking at your biases. So if you want, if you have a gender bias, if you want somebody in a certain demographic of skin color, of a different
age, maybe.
Age, you know, it's all up to you. Then once you click and book the tutor, it will show you the different price ranges, looking at your location. Then when you, once you pay on the app, we send the tutor to your house.
So you are based, sorry, your headquarters are now in Sandton, here in South Africa. How wide is your berth? I mean, if I'm sitting in Toroyando, is any tutoring done digitally if somebody is not necessarily in my neighborhood?
Yeah, so right now on our expansion, we started it in Botswana. And so the data that we receive from the app is there are 10 students in Cape Town that need a maths tutor. Yeah, that you don't have a tutor. Then that's how we know we open a branch or we have to, we recruit
and
tutors
how you get
in that
more
location.
Of the 300.
That's exactly.
I get it.
So right now we're basically in Gauteng and Cape Town.
Okay.
But, you know, more of our statistics are showing us that, you know, Durban is another hotspot.
Yes.
Nairobi is another hotspot. And, and we also have online tutoring. So if you don't mind meeting with your tutor on Skype or Zoom, we're able to just connect you there.
Tobo, I have to tell you, this is... you know, education is something that's very close to my heart as well. But the you've been doing this now since 2015, so it's not new to you. But it's this particular time is very important for us to bring it to bring it to our attention. We're seeing the Department of Basic Education being faced with forced retrenchments or early retirements because of cutting budgets. South Africa's greatest tutor, William Smith, our TV maths guy, just passed away. I mean, he was long retired. But, you know, we're not in that age where I can come home after school, after Animaniacs or Dragon Ball Z, pull out my notebook and be like, I mean, I didn't, luckily I'm pretty good at maths, but I could I could revise a little. I just watch TV so I can understand what's going on there. And it was kind of a part of the daily process. So reintroducing the notion of after school continuous learning has got to be, you've got to be very proud of that as a passion project, right?
Yeah, you know, absolutely. And I can give the credit to our team. You know, the guys are really passionate. They are really constantly learning the modern day learner. So the time where I tutored, I worked for the biggest tutoring company in South Africa and for the University of Pretoria as a tutor. And you find that the learner that we had not even more than a decade back has changed. The learner nowadays is changed, you know, in terms of attention span, in terms of even the syllabus updates. They've updated so many times. Right now, there's an infusion of robotics and programming into most of the subjects. So you see that things are slowly changing. And, you know, we need to also keep up with the changes. Even just students, the way my 2010, right now, that's our target audience.
Yes.
My 2010, it's not even my 2000.
No.
You know, there are different set of people, you know, they process information in a different way. So we are constantly trying to learn and equip ourselves.
This is powerful. I'd like us to stay a little bit more on this particular topic because of what the learner looks like today. I think it's critical. If you're just tuning in, it's 7:33 right here on Kaya 959. The voice that you're hearing is that of the founder of Lion Tutoring. His name is Tobo Katshola, and he is joining us to talk a little bit about an exceptional project that he's undertaken, a learning tool, a tutoring tool. Download the app for Lion Tutoring and just scroll around it for now while you're listening to us. And if you'd like to send a question on what you might see in front of you, instead of going through the app store to talk to the developer, you can send me a WhatsApp on 063-688-0959 and talk to one of the development team in the form of Tobo. Tobo, we're talking about the shifting nature of the learner. It is, I think, widely accepted, particularly in South Africa and perhaps even in many other countries, that curricula at the moment are simply not fit for global purpose.
Yeah.
Not for the world we're heading into. As you said, robotics, AI, coding. We recently had a conversation, the last Economics was around a coding school, which I intend to enroll to, by the way, because I'm not on my 2000. I'm on my 1981. I just slipped into millennial. I mean, yeah, I've got Gen X sensibilities. But you know, are you able to provide tutoring courses that are not necessarily covered in the syllabus if you've got an excited enough and a self-starter enough of a learner?
Yeah, well, we do encourage that. There are obviously other institutions that parents can engage.
Yes.
But we know we follow the syllabus because we need to help the student get into university,
yes.
You know. But we do encourage the parents. And nowadays, even the schools, they have a lot of after-school programs. I've seen even a couple of public schools in the townships. They do have somebody come into the school maybe two or three times a week to help the students with coding and robotics. But it's still an extracurricular activity, so it's not mandatory. But where students have, you know, the opportunity, even nowadays, you know our students don't have excuses, because back in our time we didn't have internet. Like, these kids have internet almost everywhere. Those even in the townships, you know, they obviously have a few bundles that they can use, and
yes.
Going on to YouTube, even on TikTok, even the free platforms that they have, you know, social bundles,
yes.
They can be able to self teach themselves how to code, you know, how robotics work, etc.
They don't have an excuse, but with the wealth of information at our fingertips is just as much of a wealth of distraction, right? So I'm addicted to socials. So, and yes, it's where I get a great deal of my news, because people are packaging it for me. But at the same time,
Easy to consume. The same way with the robotics.
I agree.
You'll get somebody able to bundle up everything and give you a solution that a student that age can be able to consume, and it makes sense for them. So it's really well packaged. I've seen some of the TikTok channels. Like, you get youngsters, you know, people the age of the students,
yes.
being able to just hop on there and say, guys, I'm just going to take this topic. Then they quickly break it down, bam, bam. Then this is how you can quickly, you know, get started into coding.
So peer-to-peer learning. I have a niece who actually just self-taught using YouTube videos how to code in matric, and started a blog and made a little bit of money on that.
You see?
So sort of as encoded her own website, which is incredible. For me, that seems beyond the pale. But it is doable.
Yeah.
So peer-to-peer learning is very important. Making sure that you first and foremost complete the curriculum in your education system that you're in.
Yeah.
I have to ask the brass tacks, affordability.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
How are the courses structured, or the tutoring packages structured? And what's sort of my entry-level price? You were talking about ratings. Does the tutor get more expensive with
the ratings?
With the qualification.
We give the tutors more. So your pricing stays the same, even if you get a 5-star tutor, 4-star tutor. It's only us that will give the tutor more, just to incentivize them.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, but you're looking at price points anything from 800, 900 rand per month to your 4,000, 5,000. And there are students who are doing homeschooling with us, so the parents would take them out from school. Like, I have an A-level student who's just doing homeschooling. And so the prices will go as much as 5,000-6,000 rand per month.
And in that 800 or 4-5, what is included in that month?
So the tutor will come maybe twice a week. So for the lower packages, you'd maybe choose three topics or three subjects that the student is struggling with.
Mm-hmm.
Then we hammer on those. But there are those that will take, say, you know, just come for all the subjects. It's a problem.
Okay, let's say I've got three. Science,
maths. English and science.
Maths,
those
English,
are the three common.
The most common.
Yeah,
oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay, so these three are bugging me. It's $800 a month. The tutor comes twice every week.
Yeah, twice every week. That's the lower package. That's the share. So we have shared packages. So it's like your Uber. You know, the way we set this up.
This is meaningful.
No, it is. So you'd have like shared packages where the students can have a sibling package, or if maybe they're in the same estate, they just walk over to the other student's house and they have it in a group. So each parent would pay that 800. But most common ones are where the parent would want one-on-one.
Yes.
Because they're already there in the group together. Yeah.
Yes.
So and then these usually work in your townships where the affordability is a problem. So they would say, you know, here's Masego, there's another Sibongile across the road, they'll just come and then they share
Did
the cost.
Did you say each parent pays 800 in the group, or it's a total of 800?
Each parent would pay 800 in the group,
Okay, so what's the benefit of being in a group? If I can't
It's affordability to the on the parents' pocket.
Oh, okay.
But then the more expensive ones would be if it's individual.
I'm with you. Oh, okay, I see what you're saying. Mm-hmm. Listen, so the homeschooling is interesting because the other dynamic that we're dealing with in South African schools is violence. Yes, Pastamboro with a panga. You know, violence, a lack of respect, a lack of, you know, the school used to be a place where you learn to be a good social human being, a part of society and a good citizen. And it's kind of breaking. I don't want to break up the school system, but if I'm 2 years away from matric or I'm in matric and my parents are saying, look, the focus now is we need to get you over the line and we can't mess with this. This is not a bad option.
No, it's not a bad option. We've seen even some schools where even more than pangas, you know, principals got shot. We covered a story where a principal got shot, and you know, the teachers to student ratio go in some schools as high as 40 to 1. But even in the private schools where it's like 20 to 1, there are times where a student needs to just sit with an educator one-on-one, you know. So even if it's a private school and there's 20 students in a classroom, sometimes it doesn't work because the student wants to really hone in. There are students with special needs, so your ADHD, epilepsy, autism, you know, we have tutors, special education tutors that would help students with that. So the opportunities really, and you know, COVID has really showed us that it's possible, you know, students were at home in any case, you know, so now having an educator to come into your house who's an experienced teacher themselves, you know, sometimes can be that extra support that you give the student.
Especially because in COVID most parents found out they don't actually remember long division shemp or standard four maths, what did they call it, grade six. Okay. we should send the parents to you as well. This is a fascinating initiative. I really hope KZN, Bloom, you know, everybody gets to hear from you as well. Thank you so much for taking your time to come into studio to tell us more about Lion Tutoring. I look forward to people downloading your app. Thobo Katola, founder of Lion Tutoring, thank you so much.
Thank you, really appreciate it.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.